Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting on a very dark stage in a very dark bar is
Esmeralda Leon.
And we've just recorded our, what's today's date? The October 25th edition of the podcast.
Yes.
It's now October 26th.
Do you know the number?
No. In terms of show number?
Yeah.
That was show 113.
Oh.
But the thing about that is the numbering system is all screwed up.
Because of the other ones?
Yeah, because this will be episode, I think, like 36 of just you and me on a day and date.
Okay.
I consider these day and date podcasts. Sometimes I'll separate them into three and name them all like 34.1.2. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll separate them as like
34A.
Exactly. And sometimes
an
I'll do
what
34, 33. Exact. It doesn't make sense.
That's like an outline.
It doesn't make any sense. And I for some reason feel like I should stop numbering these. But the way I label this is, you know, like it'll say YMTE 10-26-10 with Esmeralda Leon and Brandon Weatherby.
People like numbers.
But episode numbers? Because this is another episode number. You think we should
regardless,
do all episode numbers?
People like it.
I don't know. I don't think it matters anymore. I think we need to just be more consistent.
Yes.
But we're very consistent, but it's not in the right aspect. Like, we've had five episodes in the last, like, 2 weeks, and that's perfect. That's the exact right amount of episodes. But one was a lecture, one was a live show, one was a trivia night, one was a day and date, and one was a one-on-one interview.
Is this a podcast meeting?
This is a podcast meeting. We're running over everything.
You're, like, doing a podcast meeting right now.
I feel like...
I come to...
Yeah.
Minutes.
I feel like
we just
wrapped the film. Like, we wrapped shooting, and we're about to edit the film, and we got, like, 6 more months of editing in front of us.
Oh, wait, and these are the... what is it?
The notes?
The commentary.
We're
going to do the commentary over the audio.
Well, here's what's going to be
no
weird.
No one's done that yet.
What's going to be weird about this show is going to come out before the episode we just recorded.
Okay.
Big live show. So
that's
fine. This kind of is like a behind the scenes.
Ooh.
So if you've never listened to the live show, it sounds a lot different than this.
Yeah.
Number one.
So can we talk about what's happening?
In terms of what?
Of you.
Yeah, I'm moving. Everyone
okay,
knows I'm
yeah.
moving. And if they don't know
Do
I'm moving, they?
They
don't listen to the show. It's been mentioned like 10 times in 12 episodes.
Yeah, but it hasn't been explicit in the sense of you're moving.
I'm moving to D.C. on Wednesday.
No. Yeah,
it's Tuesday
exactly.
right now. Yeah,
so tomorrow. It is Tuesday.
The
you're
26th, moving
I'm moving
tomorrow. The 27th. Yeah, moving tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, the end. What's there to say?
No, I know, but it's the thing that, you know, I'm moving. You know, no one knows when.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm moving.
We're just, you know.
The 27th of October.
When they hear this, will you be gone?
Probably, no. This will go up today.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on when you listen, dear listener. It might be 10 years from now. And I might be a ghost.
In space.
A ghost in space. Hey, Space Ghost.
Oh.
I miss Space Ghost.
I met the voice.
Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he takes a lot of pills because he's old.
How old is he?
He's like 50-something,
I think.
That's
not that old.
Yeah, but he takes pills because he's an old dude.
What kind of pills? Like prescribed
pills?
I don't
know.
Or
pills that make him go to sleep. Did I tell you that story?
Mm-mm.
I met him when I was working.
I know you met him, but you didn't mention the pills.
When I was working at the radio station.
At the Loop.
Yes. I had a mask that I got from CMJ, College Music Journal.
CMJ is also a music fest. That's where you got the mask. It's
yeah,
not
it was
just
a,
the journal.
It was a... Adult Swim party, and they were giving away a Space Ghost mask.
Yeah.
Space Ghost mask. So, you know, time goes on. I'm interning, and he was with ManCow.
Okay.
I go to him, and I'm like, can you sign this?
Yeah.
And they were like, what is this? Oh, this is crazy. How'd you get that? I was like, at a party?
Yeah.
And then after that, I had to, because I was an intern, I worked events.
Uh-huh.
And I was working the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
That was at the Rosemont.
Comic-Con's
he was there,
fun.
Courtesy of ManCow.
Mm-hmm.
I essentially like hung out with him. I talked with him. I got him free copies of his shit because he charged people. To do autographs.
Oh, well, that's what they all do now. It's very weird.
But it was funny because, like, I was like, oh, yeah, this was at the time when my boyfriend John worked at Kinko's. And
oh.
I was like, oh, yeah, I can totally get you free copies.
Oh, cool.
And that night, his wrangler, which was one of the people from the radio station.
Okay.
We went to dinner at the old Lalo's.
Where's the old Lalo's?
It's on LaSalle.
Did he pay?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And but no, what was funny was before that, when I was in the office asking him to sign that thing, yeah. he was kind of wandering around and I was like, hey, you're totally awesome. And did you ever see the Space Ghost when he met Bjork?
That's the best episode of Bjork and Tom York.
Yes, and that was the one I was like, you are amazing.
That was insanely good.
And I was
good.
Like, the best thing was when you sang that song. And then he went into, like, so close well, into my ear. He goes into my ear and he starts singing the fucking song.
The Bjork song or the Radiohead song?
No, the cutting around.
That's
song.
Yeah, knifing around.
Knifing around. He literally comes into my ear.
Because that was the current Radiohead single. It was on the Amnesiac album.
I know, but he goes into my ears.
And then they get married, and he goes, I gotta go hang out with my friend Tom. Knifing around.
I know, but he goes literally in my ear. I, like, cream my pants. I creamed my pants.
For that?
Yeah.
He didn't write that.
Bit of a fangirl.
You are a fangirl.
In that sense.
You're also an Anglophile.
And then we went to dinner, and then he started doing the voices from the Brack show. Did you ever watch the Brack show?
Did he do all the voices?
No, he did the voice of the father.
Oh,
which was that Spanish accented, and he was doing that at the Lalo's. I was like, oh, my God.
Do they still make those?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, it's done.
From now on, when we do press releases, just say we're the live version of Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot more accurate than anything we do.
I said, like, every time I have a picture of him, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, why would you want a picture
of him?
People
were making fun of me because I was totally into it. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You could have totally banged that guy.
I think he needed stuff.
If you were single at the time, would you have banged him?
Maybe. Isn't that sad?
No, it's not that sad.
Are you kidding me? He needs pills to go to sleep.
How old? Like, how does he look? He's 50, but how old is
I don't know. Old?
Yeah.
He's not like an 80-year-old crouching around.
You were talking about how much you like Roger Sterling on Mad Men.
That is
true. The Silver Fox.
And I saw him with dark hair. No good.
When?
Ugh.
On what?
On Google.
Oh, I don't like the Google.
Google image.
Google
Gross.
Image search.
He does not look good. With not white hair.
So how did tonight go, do you think?
It went okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
People didn't laugh.
Yeah,
there were some bits where I was like, come on.
I fucking bombed tonight.
Hell?
I did not do well.
Did you like the part when I went, this didn't work either?
Yeah. Thanks for it.
And then you made this motion at me.
Like
you were about to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Although
you're
like too
10,
far away.
About 7 feet away, so it's hard for me to punch you in the face.
So it was like a pseudo punch.
We had a show, and it was the first time you booked a guest.
I didn't.
You booked them.
Hey, I sent you the email.
And I said, if you think it's going to be good.
Well, you asked me if I trusted them.
And you said what?
I said, well, it's not like he just picked up a guitar and decided to play a guitar.
Which would have been a lot easier, by the way. Much easier.
I honestly didn't know what it was, because he doesn't do that.
Oh, we're talking about the ghost story.
Yes. He had a band before. I knew that.
Was the band any good?
I don't know.
Okay. You never listened to it?
Not. Well, he gave me for, I think it was Christmas. He gave me a CD.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't
wait,
CDs,
wait, wait, wait.
Huh?
On.
Well, I didn't give him anything.
For Christmas, he gave you a CD of his own band?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I didn't give him anything. Better than what I gave him.
How is that ever good?
I gave him nothing.
Well, that's appropriate.
He actually gave me something.
But of his own band?
Yeah, but it
was
like
he made it for you.
But I think he actually made like Christmas songs on that shit.
Oh, okay. That's
I think he did, and I gave him nothing. So I was like, hey, I have no money.
Yeah. So, simple question. Would you book him again?
I hope that they realize what they did.
What do you mean what they did?
Okay.
They brought a lot of people.
That's
awesome.
You know what? That's not the problem. Oh, that. No, that was great.
Yeah.
On stage, and I told John Gaskell this.
Mm-hmm. You told him this tonight.
Yeah.
John Gaskell, by the way, is the guy that did the sound. He did a great job, honestly. He did an amazing job.
Okay, well, I didn't tell him this, but I don't know why they had him there.
Oh, John was the guy that did all the voice effects.
I know, that was stupid.
But he also did all the recorded stuff. He was controlling that. And
yeah,
he also mixed the audio from the vocals.
I don't think they needed those sound effects.
Well, that's debatable.
I don't think they needed them.
Okay.
They could have done it on their own.
Well, yeah, but...
There was a talking bit, which I think they could have actually gotten someone just to do the talking bit.
I agree. Dear listener, You'll understand what we're talking about once you listen to the
later.
Show. Yeah, hopefully you listen to it. I don't know. I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing, honestly.
And then I was told by him that they paid $300 for some sound system.
Yeah, which they didn't use.
And I was like, what? Huh?
Well, I didn't know that they paid for it, and I told them.
I didn't either.
When they
got here, they
brought in very large monitors for the mix, which is totally fine, and that's awesome. Like, I love when a production wants it to be the best. But these are guys that had been here before.
And exactly. That's what befuddled me.
When we know our stage, for better or worse, we know our stage. We know our room.
Yeah.
Everyone was extremely respectful. People are respectful when they come to the show. It's great. There's never a problem with, like, shut the fuck up. No, we're all set. We're fine.
That is true. No one's ever been heckled.
Exactly. Well, unless it's me. I've been heckled, but I fight back.
Oh, but it's like friends.
Of course it's
friendly
friends.
Heckling.
That's the best kind, friendly heckling.
But anyway, you know what? Honestly, I should have said this, but they didn't ask.
What?
The idea was great. The idea is amazing.
The idea of a ghost story.
Yes. This was the greatest idea on earth. It's really a great idea.
Old-timey radio.
I love it. I love it. I was actually earlier some months ago, I was thinking we should do a Christmas story as a...
Well, CJ,
how awesome
not
would
CJ,
that be?
I'm sorry, CJ, you're a very good man. CT Ballantyne does radio plays. He's part of the Second Hand. I've seen him do radio plays, and I've seen him, he's really great job. But I never asked him to do it here because I didn't think it would work.
It wouldn't. It's the execution.
It's not so much the execution. I don't care if you have
the most
compelling story. 20 minutes is a very long play at the end of a show. Does that make sense?
No, I think it is.
You think it's the right
amount? It's execution.
I disagree.
People will be involved.
If it's not a talk show, if it's not a variety of acts, and you're here for one thing, yes, it will work. But people aren't here for one thing. Does that make sense?
Yes and no, but I think if it's compelling enough,
I don't think it matters.
Whatever the story is.
You know what? Maybe if we weren't in a bar, maybe if we were in a theater, it'd be different. If it didn't follow a comedian, it'd be a different thing. Maybe if it didn't follow an interview, it'd be a different thing.
No, I really wanted to be in it. The way that it went about, a lot of low talkers in that group.
Yeah, it's weird. Low talkers are very odd to me. I don't get it.
Exactly, because remember when we were checking the stupid mics?
Yeah.
We're too loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you can't hear it out there.
Anyway, to lower it.
The mics
we're
are
just loud
dumb.
Talker. Is that a thing?
Loud talkers? We both project.
Is that a thing?
I don't think you're a loud talker, though.
My family is a bunch of loud talkers.
We both come from that. But
people
in
my family, my friends will be like, are you guys fighting? I was like, no, that's just how they talk.
We're both loud talkers, but compared to Sean Flannery, we're two of the quietest people on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he was loud.
And I love him because he's brilliant, and that's what I didn't get. Sean Flannery is one of my favorite comics.
No, he was good. I liked him.
He is a pro, and he's a storyteller comic.
And then he gave that story at the end with his kids. I almost wanted to cry.
Yeah, he went from comedy to serious, and it was brilliant.
I want to tear it up.
But the crowd wasn't into it, and I wanted to yell at them.
I know. That happens a lot.
But, he's wanting to yell at them. And
at
the end, I apologized to Sean. I was like, I don't know what happened. He's like, no, they were respectful. They were great. I was like, really? Okay.
It's funny. This room is weird.
This is a weird room, but at the same time, it's the absolute best place for us to be.
Yes. Some people kill.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
And I have no idea how to predict it.
Exactly.
It's insane. The only time where I've been like, this is going to be a good show, and had good confidence in it, was the Nathan Rabin, James Fritz, John Langford show. And that did kill. Every single act was great. Everyone loved everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, Nathan Rabin went long, but he was neurotic,
messed up,
which is perfect because that's who he is, and he was himself. He knew how to talk.
That's true, but
was it polished? Absolutely not.
Well,
but
no.
That's why I enjoyed it.
That's why he writes.
Exactly. He's a great writer, and I liked him on our show. He was great on our show. Does that make sense? I feel like we could deal with him in a good way. I keep looking because.
Do you expect people to show up?
I'm expecting the storm. And I have like a...
Really? Okay, folks. When is this coming out?
This comes out today, in theory, today, the 26th.
So they'll be in the midst of it.
Hopefully, if they listen to
it. Essentially. Yeah. If this comes out when it's supposed to, there's supposed to be a Great Lake Cyclone.
Yeah.
Which is wind and rain. Who hasn't been in wind and rain?
Well, I don't want to mess up the computer. So, yeah.
Put it in your bag.
It's going to be in my bag.
Close
in
the
a bag.
Lid.
Close the
lid. You're fine.
I need a lid on my bag. That's
Do you
the
have
problem.
A lid on your bag? You're fine.
You know what's weird? I had a lot of fun, not this show. This show was awful. No, it was. I sucked.
That's just hilarious. You're like, I had a lot of fun. Not in this one.
No, this one was bad. It was weird. I don't know what went wrong. I had some
wardrobe malfunctions.
Did you have some boobs popping out?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, told me they were on the couch. They're like, I didn't want to tell you, but your boob was about to fall out. I was like, really?
Thanks for not telling me.
Exactly. I was like, I knew it was going to fall out. It's excited. The other one's shy.
I had a lot of fun the last show, and I think it was because I wasn't excited.
Oh, you hope for the worst?
I don't hope for the worst. I liked when we would do two shows back-to-back, week-to-week.
We can't now because
I'm moving
DC.
It, and I apologize. But I like
we
the,
should do Skype ones where it's almost like a max headroom.
We've talked about that.
Where I have your like computer image on the screen, happens. There's shows like that.
I'm really thinking about doing that. We just can't do it here.
It wouldn't be the same.
I know, but it would be different. It might be better
because you're not here. And I can turn you off at any moment.
That would be really funny.
I just turn you off
but
and like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
And I don't know that you turned it off.
You're still talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we should do that, just not here. Because we don't have an internet connection
so
here.
In my house?
Not in your house. Let's think of a venue. I'm not joking about
Although
this.
I have an ample house. I could. Ooh,
your house is huge.
That.
Yeah, we
it
can
is.
Do private shows. How come we've never done a private show?
Why would we do a private show? Aren't these essentially private shows?
Thanks a lot. I'm talking about in the living room, but set up the talk show format in a living room. Why
with
not?
Your head on a computer screen.
Kind of, yeah.
And at one point, I buy a shitty computer screen, and then I just hit you in the face.
I think we should do this.
Can I do that? Where I just mad
I'm completely...
Out?
Are you cool with having, a small three-piece band in your house?
Yeah, that's fine. There's a bar underneath us, so as long as it ends at 2 a.m.,
I think
cool.
We should do this. Let's try to plan on this for, January or something.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like a, hey... someone should win it.
What do you mean? Oh, to be
like
in the audience?
Like a contest.
Oh, man, this could be good.
Like, they show up, and, we treat them, give them salami or something.
You know what? This might be our first...
contest?
No, video podcast. Like, straight up, not like clips.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because this doesn't... What we do here, to me, works in an audio format. Not to a lot of the listeners, but to me, it works. And if it was your apartment, it'd be even better if it was filmed. And just do a one camera shot, and that way you could see me on the screen. You could see your house. Yeah, let's do this.
Because I want to be on those shows where they promote houses.
Yeah, I'm not nice joking. Houses. We're doing this.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're doing it Saturday night.
Okay, that's even better.
Yeah, we'll do it at we'll do it relatively early, like a 9 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Yeah,
show.
That's fine. I live under a bar.
And you know what would be cool is if. Let's say Michael Sanchez is your guest or whatever.
Yes.
He also makes films. Get a comic that also does films or have a band that's also releasing a music video, and then we could just put that into the show.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm
let's
sold on this.
Let's do it.
You know what's cool about this is it doesn't matter where it's at because if the internet connection's good enough, we could do it at my place in D.C.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
you
John
could be on the screen.
Lives there too, but he has no say. I say yes.
I think John would be into this.
He
let's
would.
Do this. This
so
is
let's
be
say
fun.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we got to figure out a way for Jeremy to play piano. You got a keyboard?
Keyboard, a Casio.
A keyboard? You don't have a piano.
Ooh, I have one at home.
You have a piano or a Casio?
A Casio.
Yeah, let's do it. Like a real shitty
it's a,
small.
Actually a Yamaha.
Yeah, is it really small or is it normal size?
It's a big one.
Oh, that's good.
My parents bought it for me for Christmas.
When?
Oh, boy.
Did you want one?
1994?
Oh, okay. You were a child.
A long time ago. And then they never got me lessons, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Although, I always like to. Bring this up. It had House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, it's a good
as
tune.
A pre-play.
You know
thing.
Why?
I made up lyrics. They're about a house on a rising sun, and apparently that's really what the song is
yeah,
about.
It's pretty good. You nailed it.
Yep.
It was it also in New Orleans? Nope. In New Lenox,
no.
Illinois.
No, Although, about the house and the rising sun, like, I nailed it.
Nice. Now I'm focused on this in-house idea.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Seriously.
You got to invite the food
everybody?
No.
Oh,
limited
come on.
Crowd. No, I'm serious. You don't want more than 15 there.
Okay, so house? The Hungry Brain crowd.
Oh, fuck you. We what? Had like 50 tonight. Easy.
Okay.
They're we'll the wrong 50, a, but we we'll had 50.
To, we'll have to have a pseudo bar there.
Hooten Bar, they just go downstairs.
Oh,
by the
right.
way, I told the listener where you live. Ooh.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a lock on my door.
Oh, I'm moving, so if you want to break in at 1406 West Superior, feel free, everybody. 2R, it's the back stairwell. Just kick it in, see what happens. It's going to be a fun time for you to break into my old apartment.
There's a bowl.
That's
a pair
yours.
Of jeans, I think.
Those are my jeans. I got a bowl.
And an air mattress.
I live like it's Detroit.
If you really want an air mattress,
oh,
break in.
I think I'm going to throw it out. It's got a.
What?
It's got the. You can't blow it up without air leaking out.
Psh, I'll take it.
It's. You want a half working air mattress?
Wait, where does it leak?
It's just missing a part. So as soon as you undo the thing that inflates it, you gotta like hurry up and get it.
Yeah, that's like everything.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what I've dealt with.
Okay, then I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got two air mattresses.
Great.
I got like a double queen.
Still not as good as a real bed.
Is it a queen or a full?
Twin, maybe? I don't know. I have sheets for it that I didn't put on because I don't
care.
Yeah,
whatever. I got a full mattress.
All right.
I got a full mattress and I have sheets for
whatever.
A twin.
Now
as
you
well.
Got an air mattress.
Yeah.
And then
I
the
already
guest,
have one, but this is like a double.
Yeah, you could have a band stay.
Or just one person
who would be good
rolls
for, I'm trying
around.
To think of who would be good for the apartment show. You want
oh,
someone
man.
That's quiet.
Are they going to roll around in my bed?
No, they're not going to
sleep. My air mattress.
It's up to you if they stay
oh,
there.
Oh, that would be hilarious if they got to stay. And just roll around on my full mattress and your half full twin.
That would be a not funny bit.
That's their thing. It's like you have to.
Are
you
cool?
Gotta stay there.
So you're cool with hosting the show then?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'd play the role of co-host, obviously, if I'm on a screen.
No, well, you would be host. You'd be Max Headroom.
No, you'd be hosting, and I would just be there.
Right.
You don't want to host
okay,
your
fine,
own
fine.
Apartment. You'd do a monologue. What? You think I'm good? I'm awful at these things.
You would be Max Headroom.
I'd go, ah.
Yeah, we would get some effects for you. It'd be
great. Oh, I'm still doing that Max Headroom documentary, by the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
It's so scary.
Max Headroom, isn't he scary? Yeah.
Mm. Max Headroom isn't scary. It's the other bits.
What do you mean the other bits?
You need to tell people.
Oh, no. I don't want to give away the idea. I'm
really?
Serious. I'm dead
oh,
serious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was as
look
good
up
as Max
Chicago
Headroom.
Chicago and Max Headroom.
Yeah, you'll figure it out, listener. Dear listener, that's my new thing. You notice I've been saying that a lot?
No.
Well, I have. I go, dear listener. Wasn't The Notebook a great film? Love
I've never
me.
Seen it.
Neither have I. I've had a headache for like 4 hours.
That's
it's
not good.
Good.
Was it a migraine?
I guess so, if it's still here. I don't know. I haven't had a headache in a while. I used to get them a lot. Now you're looking around. It's weird being on stage and no one's
I
here.
I don't get that. Well, I'm looking around because you're looking around.
Yeah, it's a fun place to look around.
Christ.
We're looking around to Christ. I don't know. So what are you going to do the next few weeks when I'm not here?
I don't know. Sleep.
That's nice.
Sleep and then wake up and then my cat's bothering me and then I go back to sleep.
That's nice.
I clean some dishes. I pretend I did something.
I've been giving you a lot of tasks.
Yeah, and
is
I did
okay?
some of them.
You're doing great. I'm working on a film, and Merle's playing the role of producer.
Good, I am?
Well, what do you think a producer does?
I don't know.
Well,
they give money, don't they?
No. A producer, that's an executive producer.
Oh, I'm not an executive producer.
No,
apparently.
You're fucking not an executive producer.
Fuck.
Like when you say when you see executive produced by Brad Pitt, he wasn't on set like securing locations.
Balls!
No. So a producer is essentially whatever that needs to get done, it's their job. Like you were the producer on Other Parts of a Gun.
Yes, but
you
it was just me telling you to fill this form out.
Yes. And also securing the location.
Yeah.
And also organizing food. And also organizing the Red Bull pickup.
I organize food?
Yeah. Or no, you organized food on the other film we did.
And
look
then
at
you
things,
yelled at me.
Look at things and try new drinks because I don't know how you didn't find the cheapest pizza deal. But whatever.
Fuck you. I was gonna, and then you're like, go to want anyone leaving.
Well, yeah, it was a one take film.
Like a 15 minute business. would have been done.
Whatever, whatever. The point is, you're the producer. You sound thrilled about this. You've produced two of my films.
I didn't know I was a producer. I know. I produced.
I like how the listener has no idea that we make films. We make films, everybody.
We do. Look at the website, youmethemeverybody.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a website.
I produce many a thing, by the way.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What else have you produced?
Radio shows. Excuse me. I produce many a Jonathan Brandmeier radio show.
Who's nicer, me or Jonathan Brandmeier? Honestly.
Tonight?
Tonight? Me. Totally me. I've insulted everyone to make you laugh.
Well, you made me go get you coffee.
And I paid dinner. You to give you a big tip. And I said, can you? I didn't say, will you? I said, well, it's the same thing. I said, will you? Or
it's
may
the
you?
The same thing.
It's on the way. It's
I got
literally
coffee.
At
you
the
didn't
bus stop.
Know that, apparently.
I didn't know that. I was like, I thought you were getting off at Addison.
No.
Now I don't feel bad at all. And I gave you money. And I told you I'd buy anything you wanted at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, but it was funny because you were like, can you get me dinner that's not fatty? It's like, really?
I feel like shit. I'm getting sick.
I know, but it was just
and
hilarious.
And the only thing here, I've been here since I left one job. I came here. I'm setting shit up.
Well, no, but you went, the only thing, can you get me dinner that's not Cito's?
Yeah, Cito's is across the street.
Which is across the street.
There's nothing on that menu.
I was going to get some goddamn chicken strips and fries.
Yeah, fried. That's what that is.
That's my usual dinner.
That's awful.
Tonight.
I can't eat that. I'm
sorry.
So I
had to go get you fancy pants Thai food.
And I gave you a tip.
Did you like it? You didn't even like it.
No, but it was way better than eating Cito's.
No. Great. Thank you.
You didn't make it. Did you make
lettuce.
It?
Lettuce.
No, it wasn't lettuce. It was all cucumbers.
Oh, yeah. It was lettuce
and cucumbers.
There was no lettuce.
No, it was no lettuce in it.
Really?
It was, yeah, it was just onions and cucumbers, and
did you
that's
just
it.
Miss the cucumber?
No, I ate.
Or the lettuce?
There
I think
was
you
no
might
lettuce.
Have just gone over
there was
the
parsley.
Maybe they thought that was lettuce.
It's all green, fuck it.
Well, it said lettuce. Lettuce and cucumbers.
No.
And beef.
I don't care. It was, thank you.
It's beef and cucumbers.
I'll pick you up food whenever.
How not fatty do you want it?
I'll pick up food
Jesus
for you whenever.
Jesus Christ.
Whenever I'm going somewhere, I go, do you want anything? It's on me.
I'm joking.
No, you're not. No. Jonathan Brandmeier had you wash his car.
I didn't wash it myself. I took it somewhere to get washed.
Wouldn't it be great? He's like, I
and
want
then
it.
I ran it into a car.
You ran his car? Does he know?
Yeah, he did. It
oh,
was
really?
Actually the station's car. It was an it was an Escalade. So. I don't know why the fuck they gave him an Escalade. Like, he didn't even know. He was like, oh, this car's too big.
Fuck.
And I ran it into one of the guys who worked there. His car.
Did you get in trouble?
No, because his car had no damage.
Nice.
And so they had insurance and all that business, so they
great.
Fixed it.
Jesus.
I thought Christ. It was funny because, like, his car, he couldn't even open the front door.
Oh, wow.
In mine, I was like, boop. And that
you're
was
a
it.
Bad driver.
What? I was backing out of their stupid fucking.
You're a bad driver. You've,
car wash.
You've totaled your own car.
No, that was only because I ran over a raised manhole.
Did you see it?
Well, yeah, but I thought it, I didn't think it was that high.
You totaled your car.
I didn't total it. I just totaled the transmission, and then they thought it was.
And then you never drove it again.
Well, because they said it was too much.
Because you totaled it. That's
and
what totaling it is.
They tank. No.
Jesus.
Hey. They should have put stupid things on those manholes.
I like you. I like how as the podcast went on, you like, I'm getting drunk. Fuck this.
Not really.
Yeah,
it's
all
gone.
Gone. Yeah, it's all gone. Now you're drunk. The end. What? Don't stare at me mean. You got to say mean things. It's a podcast. It's an audio document of this evening.
Fuck you, Brandon.
There you go. That's why we're. Thanks for giving us the explicit rating.
We fuck you and your cat, too.
Why my cat?
Because now he's all lively.
Yeah, it's weird. He's in D.C. and he's like running around.
Stupid cat.
Yeah. Well, I'll put a stop to that.
Maybe it's Sam. You. He you
it
show
is me.
Up. You show up and he's like, oh.
I used to be at home about 10 minutes a day. Now he's got someone to play with and he's enjoying life and no one likes it.
My cat just keeps lying on shit. I bought that fucking cat these gray pads to lay on.
What?
They're supposed to, like, attract cats.
It's not working.
They're these gray pads. I've had them for a while. She liked it for a little bit, but I put them on the couch. No, I saw her on the couch. I pick her up.
Put her on the pad.
Put the pad. Put her down. And then she runs away. I come back. She's on the fucking other side of the stupid pad.
It's on the pad. Why do you care?
She wasn't on the pad. She was opposite of the pad. You know why? You know why I don't want her? No, because I don't want her fucking cat hair everywhere.
Why do you care?
Because
why have a cat,
people
then?
Show up.
Who's people? Who's showing up?
You.
Me, them, everybody.
So, okay, you know what? You're going to sleep in fucking cat hair.
That's what I do now. I put my...
Do you have a pillow full of cat hair?
The cat slept on the pillow for 6 months. It was bad.
No, I don't want that. I want people to be comfortable without cat hair.
And I scream into its guts.
Great. That's probably why it's so happy that you left.
It's awesome. I just scream into cat's guts.
He's going to be so disappointed when you show up.
Oh, he's not going to have fun.
He's going to be a little disappointed.
He's miserable. I'm working here tomorrow night, and I'm worried I'm going to miss my flight, even though it's at 1 p.m.
I could see that.
Have you missed a flight?
No.
Neither have I. Think about missing this one. See what happens.
I like going really early.
Why?
Well, no, I like having flights where you have to be there.
Why?
At like 3 in the morning.
Why?
Because it's awesome to wake up at 3 in the morning because you don't go to bed. So then you get all that crazies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's hard for you to breathe because you got to burp, don't you?
Yeah, I had a burp. No. No, but the thing is, you're there at 3 in the morning. No one is there. You get through that line fast
as shit.
That's
how it is in the middle of the day. That's why I'm flying at 1. You're no one there. No one flies at 1 p.m.
All right.
Business people have business to do. I don't have business to do.
Well, it's apparently it's 1 in the afternoon and 1 in the morning.
Yep. The ones.
Although it
depends. Flights on the ones.
It depends on what flight you are at.
What do you mean?
Well, what airline, I guess.
American.
They're all the time. But like Southwest, I don't think they fly at that time.
I don't think they do red eyes now.
Yeah, they don't do nighttime ones.
Fuck Southwest.
Okay.
They don't fly to Reagan, so fuck Southwest.
Although, every time I've fucking flown.
Yeah.
Never has it had to take that long to get through the line, get to the line.
Well, you're flying at 3 a.m. That's why.
Well, not all the time.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it's never been to the point where like, oh, God, the line is so long.
Oh, really? I've had that a few times.
Oh, God, I can't make my flight.
Yeah, when I flew out of Dulles, I almost missed my flight. And I
out of where?
Out. Dulles. It's the Washington, D.C. airport, but that's not in Washington, D.C.
Dulles.
D-U-L-L-E-S. What do you want from me? I didn't name it.
Dulles.
It's better than Reagan.
Who is that?
I don't know. Who's Reagan? Some dude.
Wait,
some bro.
Is that the other one?
Reagan, yeah. Reagan's in D.C. proper. Or maybe it's not. Whatever. It's off the train.
John's from...
John what? Dixon.
Yeah.
That's not Dulles.
The childhood home of Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah. Good time.
And his dad totally
Reagan's
looks
dad?
Like... No, yeah, Reagan's dad looks like Reagan. No, John.
That makes sense.
John, my boyfriend, his dad looks like Reagan.
What does your boyfriend think of this stuff?
Of what? The podcast?
Yeah. He likes it, right?
Good.
Good. Moderate.
He listens.
Yeah, it's something to listen to. I'm getting real weird.
We're always are.
No, I don't
We're
think...
always are.
Getting weird?
Yes.
I don't know.
What do you mean, I don't know? Always. I think it's funny when you say that because it's
like, oh, it's already been weird. I don't think this one was weird.
It already is.
I don't think this one was weird at all.
Really?
Yeah, really. I like your... there's no more booze in that cup. just scrounging for booze.
Great.
I gotta get out of here soon. Let's plug some stuff. Plug. What?
What are we plugging?
You look... the stuff here...
Go ahead, then.
There's a giant wall I'm looking at.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I can't read that far. So
tonight, if you're listening to this on the 26th, tonight we have the Best of the Depression Hour, which is going to be very interesting. Come on by. It starts at 11 p.m. On November 1st, Coach House Sounds presents Bevel, Julie, Meckler, and Sunglasses, and that'll be the first show where I'm not here, and you're hosting it all alone. It'll be good.
Do I know what order they come in?
Yeah, Sunglasses opens, then Julie Meckler, then Bevel. Bevel's played here. They know what they're doing. Sunglasses is experimental. It's okay. Don't worry. You'll handle it well. November 2nd is home. No, it's not home. It's hey, back off, lady. It's So You Think You Have Nerves of Steel, that variety show, which last time we had an awful time. We almost canceled the series. And then
really?
Yeah. Are you being sarcastic?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. After what they did with the tomatoes.
What? Well, it wasn't that bad.
It was bad.
You make it sound like they just covered the whole bar in tomato.
And then it was funny because then for like an hour and a half after the show, Esmeralda and I were talking to the host being like, you got to get better. We're better than you.
And he was like, I didn't know there was tomatoes.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So come and see them fuck up. And then November 8th, Amy Sarai and Diana Lawrence is playing. So that's a show. November 9th, the Tuesday, is a lecture about metal, which is Homeroom.
Awesome!
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic. It's something to do, everybody.
It's metal.
It's metal. It's metal.
Well, I had to do that. And then I did the rock on sign.
What's
metal!
After that? Metal.
That's how you say it.
A Heavy Metal Machine is a song by Smashing Pumpkins.
Way to bring it back to what you think
yep.
of.
Yep. That's what I always do. That's what podcasts are for. Then we got the following Monday is President Turtle.
Yes.
Comedy. I've enjoyed President Turtle. I know a lot of you guys don't. I like it. And that's why it's still here. You're so tired and yawning. And Yanni. The following night, here's the big one. Here's the big one in November. This is my guess for biggest ring, biggest donations, biggest crowd. Hands down, the Pizza Film Festival.
Yeah!
Tuesday, November 16th. The one show I wish I could be here for. Holy shit.
Should I even ask?
What do you mean?
Are we going to have pizza?
There's going to be pizza. Tia Ayers is running the festival.
Oh, you should show up for free pizza.
She's already secured four different donors.
Oh, snap. Oh, shit.
I know. Four pizza. It's going to be crazy awesome. So come and check that out. Then there's a hip-hop show, and I'll be back for that, and we'll plug all that stuff later. But Pizza Film Fest, man. That's going
to
be a big
I'm
one.
I'm excited. As long as I get to eat pizza while I watch pizza
yeah.
on the screen.
Tia's like, do you want to... Want me to throw in a pizza into one of your shorts? I was like, I got nothing funny here.
It would literally have to be like there would be an animated pizza
yeah.
running through your movies.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about, you know, the one for Look at Things and Try New Drinks, which stars Marnie DeRosa.
There's just a pizza that runs
and Sabina Colewitz just fighting in a basement. That's all it is.
The counterpart is a pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the pizza drips away.
Yeah, that would actually be artsy.
It rolls away.
Yeah, we're just gonna place Marty with a pizza, and that's what we should do.
We should have all the artists who are playing in the band play
yeah.
a pizza.
Yeah, we
do calzones count? Can you play a calzone?
We're gonna compete with them the following night with the Calzone Film Festival.
Calzone Fest.
It's not as satisfying. But it's very
filling.
What
are you kidding me?
Very doughy. I don't think it's as popular as Pizza Fest. CJ Toledano's hosting that. It's going to be great. They just made a promo press conference about the Pizza Film Festival.
Fun.
It's going to be a good film festival about pizza.
Pizza.
So, come
Who
to that,
doesn't
everybody.
Like it?
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I feel like I should say more, but there's really...
You should because you're leaving.
Yeah.
And the next time they'll hear you, it'll probably be...
Why? Oh, it's because of Skype.
Because it's on Skype.
No, I'm recording it, so you'll sound like that. I'll sound very clear.
Oh.
Unless you want to record it?
Fuck you.
You want to record it? I don't want to edit it. Please record them. I don't want to edit.
No, I don't want to edit.
Thanks. You don't want to open the show and close the show and edit?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, great. It's so much fun.
You know what? We should really make it very consistent. So
the
you
Skyping?
Should do it.
Yo, that's the thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a job out there yet.
So you got all the time in the world
listener.
To fix the noise.
You know, you don't have a job right now either, so why don't you just
you know
do
what?
This now?
I have money.
Oh, really?
So be quiet.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.